Welcome everybody, share number 1165. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Da'iv Ben Rabar and Zisa Le'ilu Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Le'fuah Shalema Esther Rezel Bas Masha. Getting back to our new Malacha of Shochet Slaughtering. Okay, so we started last year the introduction as to what it's all about. I just want to read real quickly from the Sefer Shabbos Home. We try and go a little bit in, especially in the beginning stages of each Malacha, from the Shabbos Sefer Lamites Malachas and the Sefer Shabbos Home in their introduction. So he says like this on page 355. He says, Shoychet slaughtering is one of the 39 Avos Malachos, right, which we spoke about last year. Like other Avos Malachos, the Malacha of slaughtering is based on an activity that was performed during the construction of the Mishkan. At the time, rams and other beasts were slaughtered for their skins, plain and simple. They needed their skins. Obviously, you can't take the skins while it's alive. They had to be slaughtered, which were used to for the covering of the Mishkan and so on, which we explained. And that was the Malacha of Shoychet slaughtering. He just goes on to say, he explaining a little bit further, the Malacha of Shoychet slaughtering is defined as taking the life of any living creature, whether an animal, whether it's an animal, whether it's a bird, a fish, reptile, right? We spoke about insects, wild or domesticated. It doesn't make a difference. Taking the life of anything is the Malacha of Shoychet. Killing even the smallest insect violates the Malacha of Shoychet slaughtering. Okay, that's what he says. Now, he continues on, he says, under the Torah law, which is the basically the Av Malacha, at least the Tolda, the prohibition of Shoychet, of slaughtering, applies only when one kills a creature, right, or animal, whatever it is they're killing, from one which one will derive benefit. By eating it, or by using its hide, right, like we said in the Mishkan, they take the skins. However, that's the regular malacha itself. But then we know, we've spoken about in the past, is something called a malacha, shenitzricha legufa. In general, if somebody does a malacha for a different purpose, like basically let's say to get rid of it or the like, right? I just don't want to have a roach over here. I'm not killing it because I need it, because I want to use it. I just want it away, and the only way I'll get it away is by killing it. It's just not leaving. So that's what we call malach shein tzricha legufa. So that would of course also be also, even though one might say, well, there's a roach or there's an ant, and I just want to get rid of it. I want to make sure that it doesn't come into my kitchen, right? So I just can't. It's not leaving. I'm trying to, you know, chase it away, whatever. So I'm just going to step on it and that's it. I'll get rid of it. I'm just want it away. So that's still also to do, but that would be awesome. And that's what we call the Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. So he says, however, Chazal extended the prohibition to include the killing of a creature for no beneficial purpose at all. That's it. If you do it for no beneficial purpose at all, in this case, plain and posh, I don't want it. I just want it away. It's still usur to do, whatever the case might be. So either way, however you want to cut it, slice it, or dice it, whether it's asur min ha-Torah, it's asur malach shein tzricha legufa, which is a very high level, the highest level of midrabanan that we have, albeit midrabanan on Shabbos, but it's still killing an insect is asur on Shabbos for whatever the reason is. Okay, so like we explained last year also, he brings from the Rambam, does it say for Shabbos Home on page 256, the Hebrew word shoychet, right, the word shoychet really means slaughtering. It refers to killing with a blade, with a knife, right, slaughtering. However, again, from the Rambam, he brings down in Hilchos Shabbos, however, the Malacha of slaughtering Shoychet includes any method of taking a life, like we spoke about last time. Any way of killing this creature, insect, whatever it is, suffocating it, you know, drowning it, shooting it. We'll see in a minute, we'll talk about a fish, even taking a fish out of water. Any way of killing this creature is the Malach of Shoychet. So now, okay, with that, he goes on to say, removing a fish from water, right? One might say, well, I'm taking a fish out of the water, but I'll be very careful. I'm not gonna kill the fish in any way. I'm just removing it from the water. Yeah, but you're removing the fish, right? What are we doing? We're removing the fish from its life source. Removing a fish, he brings down, removing a fish from water on Shabbos is a violation of the Malacha of slaughtering. He brings down further, in addition to violating the Malacha of slaughtering of Shoychet, which is one of the 39 Malachas, removing a fish from water might also constitute a violation of Malacha of Tzad, trapping. And so, you know, for whatever reason, let's say a person wants a fish and they'll take a fish out of water and they want to use it, eat it, whatever the case is. So you have two of the lamatas malachas. Number one, trapping. I trap the fish, right? If assuming it's in a place where it's big enough, like we spoke about the malacha of tzad, whereby I can't catch it in one swipe. So that's the malacha of trapping. I take it, and number one. And number two, I remove it from its life source, which is the water. And therefore I'm killing it. So I'm over tzad one. One of the lamatas malachas, and which is trapping, and also shoychet, slaughtering, because of the fact that I now kill the fish as I take it out of the water. So that's an important thing. And in our case, which we're talking about, whereby one is going to use the fish. Okay, so that's an important thing to keep in mind, that it's not just the fact that one takes a knife and slaughters something. Any way of removing, of doing an act of netilas neshama, killing this item, this creature, this insect, this fish, or whatever the case might be, is the malach of shoychet, slaughtering. Now, just to explain a little bit further in conjunction with the fish, interesting the way he brings it down, because we understand, yeah, good, okay, so you'll tell me an insect, I step on a roach, fine, so I did the malach of shoychet, slaughtering, I understand, I killed a mouse or whatever, I understand, good, so all that is shechet, slaughtering. But when I remove, so he says, removing a fish from the water, just to explain it, on Shabbos is a violation of the melach of slaughtering. Fine. As it causes the fish to suffocate. As we know, a person, a human being, Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, breathes air, right? The fish breathe in the water. A fish without water, right? Like we always say, is a yid without tire is like a fish without water, right? Without water, it's over. Life over for the fish. So the prohibition applies. He says further, doesn't say for Shabbos home, the prohibition applies even if the fish is replaced in the water. Good. You'll say, good, I took out the fish, now I threw it back into the water. So what do we do in what do we say in such a case? These are all hypothetical cases. Obviously, nobody's doing this on Shabbos, but we have to understand these are all part of the foundation, getting the understanding of the malacha of shoychet, slaughtering. And then we'll move on from there, be'ezras Hashem. First, we want to know what the malacha of shoychet, slaughtering is all about. So the prohibition applies even if the fish is replaced in the water before it actually dies, right? You'll say, well, it's still alive. I kept it out for 5 minutes, it's still alive. I'll throw it back in and let's see what happens. So no, it's still even though you're going to replace it back in the water before it actually dies, so long as the fish was left out of the water long enough for the liquid between its fins to begin drying out, that's okay, that's the shear. We're not going to get into the whole thing right now. When the liquid adheres to one's finger and it's drawn after the finger in a sticky thread. Okay, this is the shear, basically, because that's the shear that Chazal tell us is... Chazal tell us that's the shear where the fish is not going to live anymore. Once the fish reaches this state, it is regarded as dead. Hence, the person who removes it from the water has violated the malacha of shoychet, slaughtering. Okay, but that's the shear as to when the fish is, you know, is basically, presumed dead. You know, it's not going to live anymore. So a person would be chayiv in such an instance if they left it out for that long. But obviously we want to understand that one should not, taking a fish out of water is number one, it's sud trapping, and number two could be the iser of trapping if it's a big enough water, and it could be the iser of shoychet, slaughtering. So one has to be very careful in those instances. The point being over here, even though you're just removing it from its source of life. Okay, we'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaKol Tov.